Hello, welcome to Access 2013 tutorials. In this video, I'm going to be talking you through concatenation. So if you want to play along, follow the link below the video to the download section of the website and download Access 2013 DB34. Open that up. Okay, I've done a bit on concatenation. What did I do that for? I've done a bit on concatenation before. But I haven't really covered it too much depth. But the idea is, what I want to do today is to create or begin to create a data sheet for bookings, so we can store some information about bookings. And I'm going to create a query first of all, and then I'm going to concatenate a couple of fields. There's not much point in me explaining to you what concatenation is. You either came to the video because you know what it is, you want to know how to do it a bit better, or if you don't know what it is, just follow along with the video and you'll probably learn more than me telling you. So let's close form main. Go to create from query design, and we want table booking details and table bookings. Okay, and we need we're going to booking ID, booking date, and guest ID. We need check-in date, check-out date, room ID, and we're going to need notes. So if we run it, we get this. But what I want is here, I want to put a concatenated field in. Okay, so if we click in the top here and click on builder, we can call this anything we want. Let's call it details. I think in the original database I made, I called it cost, and I don't know why. Okay, so what I want it to say is X amount of nights at X cost per night equals then the full value. So we're giving ourselves a bit of information. Well, first of all, how do we work out the amount of nights? So let's just use a date diff function. So it's date diff, and date diff function gives us the difference between two dates. So we want the difference between the check-in date and the checkout date. So table booking details dot check-in date is the first date. Oh no, I lie. The very, very first thing we need is the interval, which is open quotation mark D, sorry, little D, not that it matters, and close quotation mark and then comma. Okay, so the first thing is date diff. We need the interval to say what we're actually measuring, which is days. We then need the first date, which is the check-in date, and then we need table booking details dot check out date, and then comma bracket. So we first thing we've got is a function that gives us the difference between the check-in date and the checkout date in days. So just run that to check that. Okay, so details here, so 4, so the 15th and the 19th is 4, 26th and 30th is 4, so that's fine. Go back to design view. So now here's the concatenation bit, because I wanted to say, I don't want to say 4, I want to say 4 nights. So we've got the first thing, which is a function return the date difference. We then use an ampersand, and then open and close quotation marks, and inside that put a space and nights, another space, press OK. So now we've got 4 nights. Yeah, so what we're doing is, we're, the idea of concatenation is, we're just building up a string, and we're not just hard coding a string, we're not just writing a string, because then it would be the same for every single record, but we're building up a string that also contains variables, which is kind of a reasonable definition of concatenation. So we got 4 nights at, and now we need to look up the cost of the nights. So actually just delete that ampersand one sec, close that and go to table rooms. And we want cost per night from table room. So we're going to use a DLOOKUP here. So, and DLOOKUP cost per night. So the first thing we look is the field where, first thing we put is the field we're looking up. Then we go from where, which is table rooms. And what's the criteria? Room ID equals and room Well, hang on, let's go table booking details dot room IDFK. Okay, so if you don't know about DLOOKUPs, I've done another video not too long ago, 4 or 5 videos ago, on DLOOKUP function, so you can understand what we're doing here. But basically, we're passing the room ID and we're looking up the cost per night from table rooms based on that room ID. Now if we press OK and run it, we get 4 nights at 120, 4 nights at 150. So it's taking this room ID here and giving us the cost back. Let's go back into design view, go to details if we can. And here, put pound sign if you're in Britain, a dollar sign if you're in America, or whatever currency sign you need, depending on where you are. So 4 nights at £120. And then last but not least, well, not last but not least, we're going to say, and 4 nights at £100 per night, per note, there we are, Dutch version. Okay, per night equals 4 nights on for a night equals then what we've got to do is take all of that date diff function times, and then we need all of that DLOOKUP function, press OK and run that. Yeah, it contains invalid syntax. Why doesn't that surprise me? Okay. 4 nights and per night equals, so we need an ampersand here. Okay, equals 480 equals 600. So we just need that pound sign in again. If you're me. Okay, so 4 nights, so £120 per night equals £480. Okay, that's, I'll let you have a good look at that. In fact, I'll open up Shift F2 so you get a better view of exactly what's happening. Okay, so that's the string that we're passing in. So that is concatenation. We've basically created a string for every single record, but different parts of the string change depending on different other information in the record. So for example, the date diff is the difference between the check-in and the check-out date. As that changes per record, this will change, and also the DLOOKUP. Each record has a different room, so the cost per night will change as well. So we concatenate it, put it all together, and we end up with this. 4 nights at £120 per night equals £480. So let's save that query. Before we save it, let's do booking date descending, so we get the newest one first, and save it and call it query bookings extended. Okay, so that's concatenation. If that's a little bit confusing, watch the video again. It's just really important that when you make this field here, you get the right, you make sure you have all the ampersands and you get the right syntax, as I was going to say. Just make sure you've got all the ampersands in the right place and you've got the right spaces. It is a little bit tricky, it is a bit of a pain, but it is worth doing. Okay, so thank you for watching and see you next video.